For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Research on the benefits of breastfeeding continues to grow, with studies showing some positive health effects last into adulthood. Breastfeeding rates in the Ohio Valley, however, still lag behind the national average. Mary Meehan of the Ohio Valley Resource reports that efforts to help mothers in the region overcome breastfeeding challenges are beginning to pay off.
Edwin Hall is dressed in a footed onesie covered in the pastel shadows of monkeys and hippos. Edwin's just 7 weeks old, but he can already tell his mom when he's hungry. Soon, Edwin is practicing his sucking technique. His mom, Sarah, is visibly tired. She talks about sore nipples and problems with latching with a La Leche League volunteer in a conference room at the Madison County Health Department.
His upper lip is the main, it's still really tight.
Really?
I don't know why.
The volunteer, Ashley Kester, is herself a mom. She has two boys and another child on the way. Although she's a nurse, when she had her first baby, she was almost clueless about the health benefits of breastfeeding.
Our moms in this generation haven't really been exposed to a lot of breastfeeding. They may not have been breastfed, and it's kind of an odd thing to do because formula feeding seems to be the norm.
Breastfeeding rates vary across the country. They're highest in the western states and lowest in the south. Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio all rate below the national average. Poor and less educated women tend to breastfeed at a lower rate, but the reasons for disparities need to be further explored, says Ohio University researcher Dr. Alana Azulay Chertok. She says there are lots of factors to consider.
But it could be related to population, location, culture, as well as messages from the local healthcare providers.
A recent study showed a slight but significant decrease in the levels of obesity in breastfed children in Kentucky. It's an idea supported by a large study over 8 European countries, Chartok says. Breastfed babies seem to develop a better biological signal to make them feel full. They also have fewer ear infections, respiratory illnesses, and bouts of diarrhea. And she says researchers are finding health benefits can stretch to adulthood. She explains that breastfeeding helps create a healthy microbiome, the different bacterial species that make up our digestive system,
which are critical for our overall and metabolic health, as well as providing or affording us protection against disease, including autoimmune diseases such as diabetes.
Earlier this year, some 50,000 women gathered at synchronized events around the world, including Lexington, Kentucky.
My name is Doreen Bailey, and we are here today at the Big Latch On, an internationally organized simultaneous breastfeeding event.
Lexington lactation expert Doreen Bailey led the countdown for dozens, sitting in a grassy park, breast and infants at the ready. Bailey says breastfeeding rates in Kentucky have gone up by about 10% since 2010. She says rates throughout the region are only going to continue to improve. Lactation consultants are reaching out to all mothers, but especially low-income mothers. And she says that's one reason for the change.
We've just spent this last generation really improving the quality and the quantity of the research that we've done to really help us better understand how breastfeeding works.
At the Latch On, mom Katie Saltz is helping her daughter Gwen crack the code.
I've been very blessed to have 3 very good latched kids.
And lactation experts and researchers will continue to help moms and babies progress, one Latch On at a time.
There we go.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Lexington, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.